KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies, frost on the ground, 23 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 56. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news, a collision between a 2014 Kia Sorento and a 2011 Hyundai Sonata Thursday resulted in possible unknown injuries to a Red Oak teen. Red Oak police say the accident in the parking lot of Montgomery County Memorial Hospital happened at around 2 p.m. Authorities say the Hyundai, driven by 17-year-old Alexica Friedolf of Red Oak, was traveling east through the parking lot, as the Kia, driven by 16-year-old Chance Klein of Essex, was traveling southbound. Klein told police he didn't see the other vehicle. The Kia struck the Hyundai on the driver's side door area. When Friedolf complained of the slight amount of pain following the collision, officers contacted rescue to have her checked out. The teen was then transported to MCMH for further evaluation. Damage from the collision amounted to $2,700. Both vehicles were able to be driven from the scene. No citations were issued. Police in Creston report two arrests took place Thursday morning. 34-year-old Nicholas Colburn of Creston was arrested at his residence on a Union County warrant for a controlled substance violation. He remained in the Union County jail while awaiting a bond hearing. And 57-year-old Rodney Bell of Creston was arrested for possession of a controlled substance first offense, public intoxication, violation of a court or protective order, and domestic abuse assault with injury. Bell was also being held in the Union County jail while awaiting a bond hearing. Creston police said also a man residing in the 500 block of South Walnut Street there reported Thursday morning, sometime during the night of Wednesday into Thursday morning, someone entered his apartment and took numerous items. Included among them was a 55-inch Philips TV, Xbox with games, jewelry, cologne, headphones, a duffel bag, and several personal documents. Loss was estimated at just over $2,000. Also reported Thursday morning was a break-in at the Maple Street Laundry in Creston. The owner reported that sometime Wednesday night or early Thursday morning, someone broke into the business causing damage to a lock. And once inside, the culprit or culprits broke into a change machine. The estimated amount of damage and loss amounted to $115. Four people were arrested this week on separate charges in Mills County. The Sheriff's Department yesterday said that on Wednesday, 23-year-old Jonathan Sibbett of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Pottawatomie County Jail on a warrant for probation violation. And 36-year-old Misty B. Pedersen of Glenwood was also arrested on a warrant for violation of probation violation. She was taken into custody at the Mills County Jail. On Monday, 38-year-old Tyler Blakely of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Mills County Sheriff's Office on warrants for two counts of probation violation. And on October 4th, 33-year-old Shaw Aaron Peterson of Glenwood was arrested at the Mills County Jail, also on a warrant for probation violation. Peterson's bond was set at $20,000. Blakely's bond was set at $10,000. Bond for Sibbett and Pedersen were set at $4,000 and $5,000, respectively. The Cass County Auditor's Office reminds you that the last day to register to pre-vote in the Auditor's Office for the 2019 city school elections is today. The Auditor's Office is open now until 5 p.m. Pre-registered voters are required to provide an approved form of identification at the polling place before receiving and casting a regular ballot. Voters who are not pre-registered, such as voters registering to vote on Election Day, and voters changing precincts, must also provide proof of residence. A voter who is unable to provide an approved form of identification or proof of residence, if required, may have their identity and residence attested to by another registered voter in the precinct, prove identity and residence using Election Day registration documents, or cast a provisional ballot and then provide proof of identity or residence at the county auditor's office after Election Day. Election Day registrant attesters must provide an approved form of identification. Registered voters may vote at the Cass County Auditor's Office. The last day to do so is November 4th. The Auditor's Office will be open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And again, a voter may register and vote absentee or early vote on the same day. We're less than 2 weeks away from Election Day, and Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate is reminding voters they'll need identification when heading out to the polls for city and school board elections on November 5th. Pate says that last year's soft rollout to the voter ID program was successful.
Voters got it. We had a record voter turnout, and we just want to make sure we got the I's dotted, T's crossed, and people get the gist of it. Bring your driver's license, or you can get your free voter ID card from your county auditor.
Other forms of ID that will be accepted include a U.S. passport, military or veteran's ID, and a tribal ID card. Pate says 94% of Iowans who are registered to vote have a driver's license they can use at the polls. If you don't have a driver's license and you haven't received a voter ID card, Pate said one call should fix you up.
Well, if they're already registered, it's real simple. They just got to give a call to the county auditor and they'll take care of it for them.
Voter ID laws have been a political issue for years, but Pate argues it brings integrity to our state's elections.
You don't put a new lock on the house after the burglar steals something from your home. So when it comes to voter ID, it's a natural protection, if you will. And I'm very proud to be able to tell people in Iowa, we've got your back covered when it comes to the integrity of our elections.
A Polk County judge recently upheld a majority of the state's voter ID law, stating that the requirement for voters to show identification at the polls does not violate the state's constitution.
The judge came down with his ruling, and he indicated that voter ID was the law of the land. Out of 35 pages, he had five sentences he removed. So I think that's pretty clear, and so we're ready to operate on that.
For more information, you can go to voterreadyiowa.org on the web. Well, memorial services have been scheduled for Joanne Zimmerman, Iowa's first female lieutenant governor. Zimmerman died Tuesday night at a Des Moines hospice, surrounded by her family. She was 82. Her daughter, Beth Boland, says a visitation will be held from 4 until 7 p.m. November 25th, and a memorial service will be held starting 11 a.m. November 26th. Both will be held at the First Christian Church at 2500 University Avenue in Des Moines. Zimmerman was elected lieutenant governor as a Democrat in 1986 and served alongside Republican Governor Terry Branstad. She was defeated by Republican Joy Corning in 1990. Before the 1990 state election, the governor and lieutenant governor ran separately. One person was injured Thursday afternoon in Dallas County when an Ogden Community School District bus carrying 20 track and field students rear-ended a vehicle. The State Patrol says a 2005 Ford Focus driven by 18-year-old Danielle Schreffler Moores of Minmern was traveling south on Highway 169 just before 1 p.m. and had slowed or stopped to turn left into a farm entrance at the intersection with 180th Street while yielding to northbound traffic. A 2019 Thomas school bus driven by 43-year-old Lisa Marie Bunbar of Ogden was traveling southbound and failed to yield or stop for Schreffler Moore's vehicle. The bus crashed into the rear of the car. No one on board the bus was injured. Schreffler Moore's was transported by helicopter to a hospital in Des Moines. The accident remains under investigation. And a judge who presided over a non-jury trial has convicted a man who'd been charged with killing his former girlfriend. Lee County court records say Judge Mary Brown found 25-year-old Adam McCain guilty of first-degree murder and sentenced him yesterday to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Authorities say McCain stabbed 27-year-old Kaylove Sackman once on February 5th in Keokuk, got into his vehicle and then ran her over, then got back out and stabbed her several more times. His defense attorney said in a closing statement October 17th, the slaying was not premeditated, that McCain had a bipolar disorder and other problems that would make him compulsive. Prosecutor said that McCain had told Sackman if she ever left him, he'd kill her and her children. The news was brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.